We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Little Whiskey Wednesday tonight, 7 o'clock. I'm not gonna complain about the heat. I'm not gonna, because
it's moist.
Because I'm not gonna
sticky.
After the winter we had and the cold weather we had, I'm not gonna say anything negative about the heat. I enjoy it. It's fine. It's fine.
Hey, it's okay. I got it.
It's fine. You got your your Z-Zorb.
I've got your Z-Zorb. For when times like this are tough, you go with the tough stuff.
I'm thinking of all the show fam that's got to work out of doors, but I'm not going to complain about the heat because I complain about the cold. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's like our God-given right of as being old.
I know.
Was we're allowed to.
I would have enjoyed maybe a slower entry into August. Maybe not. Immediately 90 degrees and 100% humidity, but all right.
Welcome to day two of the Great New York State Fair. Over in
sticky.
The cow barn, you could watch cow babies.
A little sticky, pot and chats as I work outside all day.
It's all right, not complaining
yet.
It'll be fun.
We wanted this. We asked for it. We wanted warm weather. We're getting it.
Because this warm weather is going to bring in some...
Storms. Trying to understand this forecast for today. Like, it looks scattered. You're going to be fine up at Water Safari, I think, but...
I think I'll be all right. We'll see. We'll find out. Can't know till you find out.
Can't stop till you get enough.
No.
Can't pop. Can't... If you don't pop, you can't stop.
Exactly.
You know?
Can't pop, you don't stop.
No, they're saying
pop secret or we'll write about
this. They always say that. They always say, bagel at breakfast, pizza at bagel, breakfast time, pizza bagel.
Isn't pizza in the evening and pizza at supper time? That's the same time.
Nah, supper
evening?
Time is 5. Evening is like...
So then like 2 hours later you want some more
pizza? Yeah, 7. 7. Every 2 hours you're making pizza rolls.
It really
pizza
is.
Bagels.
Every 2 hours when pizza's on a bagel, you can have pizza anytime. Now I want bagel bites.
What is it? Is it pizza at sun, pizza at
pizza in the morning?
Pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time.
There's got to be a second. They wouldn't just skip afternoon.
Pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time. That's
when pizza's
the slogan,
on a bagel,
right?
You can have pizza anytime.
Yeah.
Why would they just glance
You'd
over?
You go morning to night and then supper.
They're out for lunch!
Yeah.
Don't you eat them for lunch!
Yeah, if pizza's on a bagel,
like,
you can have pizza
Jeff.
Anytime. Okay, yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah, why would they not just figure, they couldn't figure out there's like,
I think it just rhymes better. You can really make a jingle where you're like, pizza all day. Go ahead.
Pizza in the morning. Pizza for lunch.
All right, fat ass. Yep, go ahead.
When it's time to munch.
Yeah.
Pizza's on a bagel. Pizza's in the evening. Pizza's at supper time. Oh, damn it.
Jesus Christ.
It's too hard.
He's eating pizza in the morning. He's eating pizza in the evening. He's eating pizza at supper time. And I go, bud, it's too much pizza.
And he's trying to like compensate by being like, pizza's on a bagel.
Yeah.
You can have pizza anytime.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, bro, turn it down. So I'm like, well, let's just go back to writing songs. And that's how we came up with Champagne Supernova.
It's healthy because it's on a bagel. And bagels are healthy.
Oh, man.
You want bagel bites.
Well, I love bagel bites, but also always makes me think of the only place I could ever find them, and then they disappeared forever. BJ's used to make like these buffalo chicken wing bagel bite things, and no matter what everything's going to send me, it's not it. They were like from BJ's, and they disappeared, and they were the greatest thing ever. They were like kind of soft, but they were kind of like bagels. Oh, they were so good.
Did bagel bites ever dabble in, like, maybe a breakfast bagel bite? Like,
ooh,
a bagel with scrambled eggs and sausage or something on it, or bacon?
I feel like I can picture that.
Breakfast bagel bites?
I picture that in my head with a little, like, those little chopped up sausage.
Google breakfast bagel bites.
Breakfast.
Because it's right there.
Yeah. Why would they
It's
not?
Already a bagel. They should have done it. Is it? What was it?
Sausage, egg, and cheese.
On a little mini bagel bite?
Yep.
Do they still exist?
I think so. It says new. You know what I mean? You know what they were waiting for. But that's actually probably a better one to do at home.
Yeah, make some scrambled eggs.
Because remember, that was a big thing for a while.
What?
Those mini bagels. I think I said this before. Whatever happened to those? Remember that? For a while, that was a big craze.
It was a big craze. Mini pancakes were a big deal in my house for about a 10-year window.
And not even like Silver Dollar, like mini pancakes.
It was that bag that you get in the freezer section. Yeah. And our youngest, that was his food of choice.
Those are so good.
And it got to a point where, like, when he was real little, he'd have like 4 in the toaster.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got to be like 12, 13, and he's eating like 20 at a time.
Yeah.
And we're like, bud, you might need to go to regular pancake size.
might have to get you just some regular. They probably have regular pancakes
that are frozen
from
that
same brand. Yeah.
Might need to adapt to a bigger frozen pancake size, boy.
Yes.
That's not true. I care about all of you.
Oh. They were so good last year. Was it last year?
They're really a fantastic live band, Drowning Pool Tearaway. Good morning. This is K-Rock. Happy Whiskey Wednesday, 7 o'clock tonight. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. No, twitch.tv/theshow. I'm sorry. Just go to the show.fm for all the links. I've updated things.
I knew
things.
There was something. I was like, keep up my finger on. Keep up my finger on.
Yeah. My bad. And I was also wrong. Knicks do play tonight. My phone said tomorrow when I opened it this morning. Yeah. Knicks play tonight. Spurs, 8:30. So
get your
Bounce back. Let's bounce back, fellas. Come
Bounce back. Gotta bounce back.
Let's shake it off. Let's get our head in the game.
Let's go.
Let's balance these fouls out a little bit, refs.
It was a little lopsided, but man, the NBA refs are just, we complain about refs in other sports, but they are just the worst.
Yeah.
NBA refs want to be in the spotlight more than any other ref.
Like any controversy always surrounds NBA refs.
Just the things that they claim to not see when there's like 4 of them and a review booth and a whole table. There's a whole table of refs.
Yeah, I know.
Those are refs at that table that they go to when they do challenges and stuff.
And isn't there like people in another city? Like, we're going to go to Connecticut where they're going to look at it or whatever that is. There's plenty of refs.
So there's no need for any of this in any sport, but they just always consistently get things wrong.
8:30 tonight. Maybe I'll grab a nap today and stay up a little late. I want to make it to half. 9:30 is good enough. I can get a good night's sleep if I go to bed by 9:30. But the last time I did that, I woke up and they had lost. So.
See? It's your...
Katie said she saw a video of a guy walking on MSG burning sage to cleanse it. Good.
Okay.
Good. I did see a bunch of videos of Knicks fans beating up on Spurs fans. Don't do that, guys. I know you're not listening to me, but don't be scumbags.
Yeah, that's...
That paints the whole city in a bad light, because then that's going to make it to Fox News, and it's going to be like, look at the crime in New York City. Don't be scumbags.
Pardon me. There's always those videos that you see where it's like, what?
It's a game that you're not in.
What are you guys doing?
It's a jersey, bud. Relax. You're not on the team.
No.
So you're going to assault somebody because they have a different jersey on than you do?
Especially the guys on the losing end.
Yeah.
Like you're going to fight someone because your team lost.
Yeah. Yeah. It's scumbag behavior. Don't be scumbags.
Yeah. Nope.
But in other news, when does the World Cup start?
I don't think Thursday, it might be, but it's Friday for 1,000% sure. Yeah.
And that's something you're going to be locked in? Okay,
yeah.
Bud.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the good news is...
World Cup's fun.
FIFA doesn't do much right, but they did ban...
No, they're
corrupt as balls, but they did ban Vuvuzelas for this.
Oh, really?
Remember the Vuvuzelas?
That was the worst thing ever.
You don't remember the Vuvuzelas?
Every game, all game.
Every game, all game. It sounded like bees.
Honestly, this isn't that bad.
This isn't that bad.
This isn't painting it in the picture how bad it really was. Oh, my God. That ruined that. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really annoying.
Good.
They will not be.
God.
They will not be in the background of these upcoming games, thankfully, because they were obnoxious. Those games are also real expensive. We were looking at prices for MetLife.
Yeah, you're...
Thousands and thousands.
Yeah. They did not make it for the just average person.
And then what is it? Is it like 2 weeks? The World Cup? How long does the World Cup go?
Kind of a month.
And it's all over. It's different places. And then the championship happens in Jersey, right?
Yep. I think that's where the main one will be. The gold. is gold medal games or how many, whatever they, whatever the finals are. So that's interesting. That's gonna pique that.
And how do you consume it?
What do you mean?
Do you do like, well, are there multiple games at once? So do you like four screens on your?
I don't really remember if they did. I think they have, just because there's so many games, they have to have a couple on at once. Mm-hmm. I would imagine. And I think, is it Fox that has them?
Okay.
I don't remember that either. But either way, that they should be on all a couple at once. So it would be like a little NCAA tournament action until it gets, obviously, a little bit more in there. Then it's like NFL Sunday where, you know, England and USA at one.
Gotcha.
Brazil and Argentina at four. The soccer.
All games will be on NBC and Telemundo, Lucky says. Final is July 19th.
Okay, so not like a month, Samsonite. Over a month, and not Fox, NBC.
I was way off. Twitch.tv/theshow, tonight, Whiskey Wednesday, 7 o'clock. So now we sang the bagel bite song at the top of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to go through all these jingles. Let's test our knowledge. This one's easy. My baloney has a first name. It's
C-O-D-Y.
Oh. Never mind, guys.
What?
B-O-L-N-A-N-N-N-A.
Oh.
Maloney has a first name. It's B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
To be honest with you, I just didn't want to spell it because I wasn't confident enough that I could say B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
No, it's Oscar. It's my baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R.
Oh, yes.
My baloney has a last name. It's M-E-Y-E-R. Right? Or M-A-Y-E-R. Okay.
I was just going to spell baloney over and over again.
My baloney has a first name. It's baloney.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that not it?
On to the next.
Okay.
Just for the blank of it, Diet Coke. Just for the blank of it, Diet Coke.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
My brain wants to say just for the fun of it, putt-putt for the fun of it. That's not it. Just for the blank of it?
Luggy says taste. Just for the taste of
taste
it?
Taste is correct. Just for the taste of it.
Oh, how old is that one?
Diet Coke. These are
it
all.
It sounds familiar.
Who wears blank shorts?
Short shorts.
Yeah.
Short shorts. I wear short shorts.
You do wear short shorts. Thigh meat season is out, baby. Oh, my whole browser just crashed.
Oh,
damn it.
It's okay. That's fun, though.
That was fun.
We'll just do it right back up as soon as it isn't being a jerk.
The internet's a confusing thing.
I like the short shorts one. Who wears short shorts? Is it a brand?
I think it was. Yeah, who did wear short shorts?
Like, what was the company that said who wear short shorts? Let me see here. What was the company?
All right, I'm going to open this back up so you can play this game.
Said who
wears short shorts?
Short shorts. Okay.
Doesn't say on my thing. Nair wears short shorts because they get all your hair off your body.
Nair burns it back.
Women should not have hair. That's disgusting.
Ugh.
Clean yourselves.
God.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a. Oh, what a.
Douchebag Josh is.
Oh.
Because he farts. Plop, plop,
oh, what
fizz,
a relief
fizz.
It is.
Oh, what a relief it is. Relief it is. Oh.
The blank part of waking up is
Folgers in your cup.
Folgers
that
in your
I
cup.
Know. That one I know. That
I've always sung for the years on this show, the best part of waking up is fingers in your butt. I don't know why I like saying that, but it's fun.
Well, I mean, you're not wrong.
There's a million toys at Toys R Us
that are too expensive for me because my family's poor.
That I have to just look at and leave without buying because we don't have any money right now.
There's
a million toys at Toys R Us that
I can play with?
I can play with, correct.
Man, that was the best. You go in there and like, hey, want to ride a bike real quick?
Yeah, you did.
I do want to ride a bike real quick.
It's a good time for the blank taste. That's a tricky one.
Say it again.
It's a good time for the blank taste.
Wow. For the right taste? Is it Coke? Is it soda again?
The commercial is a double Coke. It looks like a it's a
McDonald's
commercial, I think. I don't know this one. It's a good time for the blank taste.
Good taste? Best taste?
Great taste. It's a good time for the great taste. Sneaky Nugs was right.
Was that like one of their first slogans?
I don't know that one. That one's older than me, man.
Interesting.
I'm stuck on Band-Aid brand because Band-Aid stuck on me.
Oh,
No.
Wait.
We're going deeper. That's the part we all know.
Here's your quiz.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm stuck on Band-Aid brand because Band-Aid stuck on me because it really sticks to your fingers and they stick to your blank. I'm stuck on Band-Aid brand because Band-Aid stuck on me.
What?
Because it really sticks to your fingers and they stick to blank.
Oh, my God.
I don't know that one either. Who knows that one? I know I'm stuck on Band-Aid brand because Band-Aid stuck on me.
That's it.
That's all I know. I didn't know there was another part.
Like, yeah.
Is it knee? Bended knee?
Everyone's saying knee?
Bended knee.
Oh.
Because it really sticks to your fingers and they stick to bended knee. Gotcha.
You don't put Band-Aids on your knee when you fall. You just rub
you
dirt on
it. You suck
it
up and
it.
You rub dirt on it and you get back in them mines. Get out of the house.
Come on.
All right.
Get out of the house.
My buddy, wherever he goes, my buddy,
and me,
yes.
I was gonna say, oh no, I gotta know the my buddy theme.
What walks downstairs?
Oh yeah,
finish it. What walks downstairs?
Oh,
you know what it is, right?
Yeah, it's a slinky. But
what's the slogan? What walks downstairs?
Under.
Come on, chat. Who knows, chat?
Chairs or whatever.
Who knows, chat?
I don't know. What walks downstairs? Kit Kat Bar.
Joe is right. A loner in pairs.
A
loner in pairs.
Oh.
Trying to get me to buy two Slinkies?
Yeah,
I made
don't
of money?
Think so.
Have you driven a Ford? Then you don't know blank. Have you driven a Ford? Then you don't know.
Oh man!
You don't know what the hell you're doing. Yeah. No, I don't know
because it's. They,
who knows that one, chat? Have you driven a Ford lately?
But I don't know that one.
Have you driven a Ford? Then you don't know ish. I guess it's what you're. Is it what you're missing? Yeah, what you're missing?
Freedom.
Coast is the way to make you feel. Coast soap. It's soap.
Yeah.
You're in the shower.
Yeah.
Coast is the way to make you feel. Chat, who's helping me finish in slogans?
Coast is the way to make you feel like you're the most. Are they rhyming it?
I'll give you four options.
Clean. Joe just says clean. I go with clean. Final
clean
answer.
Is not one of the options.
Ball! Thanks a lot,
Jeff. Joe, what real freedom is.
Damn right.
Your four options are alive, awake, free, or new. Coast is the way to make you feel alive. Coast is the way to make you feel awake. Coast is a way to make you feel freedom, goddammit.
Freedom.
Coast is a way to make you feel new. I think it's alive.
Yeah, I don't.
I think it's alive.
Yeah.
It's alive, yes.
Ah, okay, yeah, because soap, man, that's how I get my engine running in the morning.
We're Flintstone kids. How many million and growing? I know this one.
Something strong.
We are Flintstone strong, kids, blank million strong and growing.
Oh, there's a number to
there's it? There's a number. How many
They know
million?
How many kids are out there back then? Oh, that's creepy.
How many kids are out there?
428 million kids.
10 million strong.
Wow.
10 million strong.
How many of us are there now?
We all passed away as little babies.
Yeah.
Fresh goes better with Mentos.
Freshness?
It's a couple words.
Oh, Mentos. Oh, I don't know. Say it again.
Fresh goes better with Mentos. Ba 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 da da.
When it's something part of your life, right?
At the end of your life. We're very morbid this morning. Fresh goes better with Mentos.
Right before
fresh
you die.
And full of life.
Oh, fresh and full of life. Not before you die.
This one is such an obscure brand, but I sing it all the time. I don't know if I ever even had the product.
Oh.
And I don't even know if you're going to get it with me just saying these first three words. I feel like
Chicken tonight. What is it?
It was like a sauce.
Oh, I thought it was like chicken, shake and bake.
No,
but
it was
a
like
sauce.
It was like, here's your jars of pasta sauce, but if you feel like chicken tonight, this is for your chicken.
Here.
We're going to pour this on your chicken.
It was just like a goop. Yep. Yeah, I don't, I think it was before our time.
Good job, everybody.
What was the sauce, though? Does anybody know who had it? So somebody had to have had it.
What was in Chicken Tonight? Just Google Chicken Tonight, and you'll see the jars.
Yeah.
Chicken Tonight was... Oh, you can still buy it.
Oh, yes, you can.
creamy mushroom.
Yeah, no.
Honey mustard. And you some just, different sauces.
Yeah, there's a bunch. You just dump it on in there and give it a...
Like, the commercials were so low quality, I can't even see on the jars
no.
what they're labeled as.
They're like the first commercials.
They're the first commercials. You can still buy it. Rich and creamy mushroom sauce, Spanish chicken sauce, Hawaii.
Did you make the unbattable mistake and found yourself a wife that cannot cook? Guess what? Chicken tonight.
Chicken tonight.
Variable amount of flavors.
How's that woman in the kitchen feed you, a strong working man?
It was out on
How
the
would
town.
You like chicken tonight? Nope, I still can't see what those are.
It's like that. Chicken, man. If you like chicken, you like chicken, man. Chicken.
Good job on the jingles, everybody. You guys are really good at
We're
this.
Pretty good.
The show's inaugural master, Bader's Classic, is coming to Lock One Distilling in Phoenix.
Oh, I laugh at that every time. It's nothing silly funny about it. That's how you bait a hook.
It's the stupidest really, name we've ever come up for an event, but I love it.
We're really good at it.
We're
just good
at, we're masters at baiting and catching fish.
Yeah.
Presented by Installations Unlimited, Saturday, June 27th. Come and hang with us up in Phoenix, New York. Get yourself something to eat and drink. We'll get there at 8. You can start fishing as early as you want. It is a for-fun fishing tournament.
It's fun.
Prizes are just fun little prizes. Don't come up getting mad and competitive.
And something I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Follow all the laws, too.
Yeah, don't.
Because I was wondering, like, do people catch and then are they like, keeping them? Because there's no license required, so I don't know how all that works. Because I was like, ew, you're all going to go home and eat a bunch of fish. And then I was like, I don't know if they can.
I think you're allowed to keep fish.
Can
you? Yeah, if you whatever you catch. I don't think there's like a catch and release rule.
No, I just didn't know if there was if like, well, wait, it's like, you know, like it's deer season, so you can't be.
If you're not going to eat them, they probably need to go in a live well until we get there and can weigh them.
Oh, also, yeah.
So get a live well or find somebody with a live well so you can keep the fish alive so we can weigh them.
Yeah.
And then you can release them. But we'll get there at 8 o'clock. So if you catch anything after 8 o'clock, we'll already be there.
Or now we got to go and find somebody to get one of them live sinks. And then we'll have a guy on site whipping up fresh fried fishes.
Ew, gross. Ew.
I bet
at 8 o'clock in the morning.
I say this for the sake of other people. I bet they'd love it.
No, there are plenty of, like, joking aside, people up on the river are fishing for their dinner a lot of nights.
Yeah.
So they do obviously eat the bass that they catch.
We'll get a nice live outside sink.
Mm-hmm.
Get a nice frying station.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, so while standard freshwater fishing licenses are waived on this weekend, because it is a no-license weekend, no limit soldiers, no-license weekend, catch limit, size requirements, and tackle restrictions remain fully in effect. So
yeah, so just careful. Don't get yourself in trouble by being like,
but if you catch a little tiny one, you got to release it anyway. That's not even you're not. That's not even worth saving. Let it go back. If you embarrass us in front of these fish.
In front of these fish. I swear to God.
And it's like, am I supposed to care if, like, this guy catches a bass and this guy catches a huge fat catfish? It's just the biggest fish?
Catfish.
We're not categorizing anything?
We could next week, like, sit down and be like, all right, here's first, second. Here's, you know, the grand, sure. You know, whatever, sure. Figure it out. But no, I would say for just fattest donk,
no limits.
You catch a salmon.
Okay. I don't think there's salmon in that river, are there?
I don't know.
I don't know about fish.
I'm going to do that.
Mm.
I'm going to go. I'm going to have Chopra Michael give me a big fat salmon somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm going to sneak, put it on a hook, and just drop it in the river. Hey, it's frozen.
Yeah. So it's just for fun, guys. We just want to get together and fish. That's really all it is.
Yeah. I think it'll be a cool hangout.
If it gets too competitive, I'll just say no prizes. We're here just hanging out.
That's it.
If I've got to put my foot down.
If there's arguments.
All right. Enough.
And if you embarrass us again.
If you embarrass us in front of these fish. Emergency responders had to an apartment building in Hackensack, New Jersey. I've never seen these with my eyes. But large apartment buildings have trash chutes, you know? Like
Hole
in the wall where you throw your bags down and it goes all the way to the basement or whatever.
In the hallway? No, I've never seen one either.
I've never seen them with my eyes, but they do exist. And the Hackensack Fire Department, go ahead.
I've seen laundry chutes in people's houses.
And you want to slide down it, don't you?
Oh, it looks like it'd be fun, but
this lady tried to go down the garbage chute.
That's disgusting. That because they clean them.
Not only would the walls of the garbage chute be super gross, but it's like once you hit the bottom,
what you sliding down into, ma'am?
It's just piles of wet trash,
poopy.
None of those bags are staying all intact.
Jersey trash.
Jersey trash. You embarrass me in front of Jersey trash. Fire personnel, police officers, and EMS teams collaborated on the rescue operation upon arrival. They noticed the victim was 10 floors down from where she dropped. So she dropped.
Oh, my God.
From the 14th floor. They found her on the between the third and fourth floors, surrounded by what they're calling accumulated debris. Accumulated debris. Get out of here.
Oh,
get out of here.
It's
so gross.
So gross.
They cleared sufficient refuse to extract the woman.
Oh my God. Was she drunk?
This is why I got nothing but respect for our first responders. Because not only do our fire departments have to see horrific things.
Yeah.
That they'll never forget. But also some days they got to fish somebody out of a garbage tunnel.
Right. Like someone like poor Kyle is like,
yeah, like
I'm going to save people from burning buildings.
I want to save lives.
I'm a first responder. I'm going to save lives.
I'm in a garbage tunnel.
Come get me out of this garbage chute, Kyle.
All right.
I mean,
I guess.
If they do something like that for like punishment, you got to leave them in there for just like a couple extra minutes, right? Just
like,
so they remember.
You need to sit there and think about this. This was stupid.
Oh, we're almost to you. Let's go. Just have a 5-minute break. We'll come back.
There should be a new law, the Learn Your Lesson Clause, where if officers show up or fire department shows up,
yep,
and everyone's safe and nobody's injured, but you're stuck in a garbage chute, 30 minutes, Learn Your Lesson Clause. You're going to be fine, ma'am.
What you doing up there?
But I want you to sit there and think about this.
Why'd you do that?
Because this was stupid. I don't want you doing it again. I don't want to come back out to let you out of the garbage chute again.
He's got to be like, you got to answer me. You got to think about your answer very carefully. Did you do this because you were saving a baby kitten? No. All right, well, we'll see you later then.
And it's like the detail about this story that I think bothers me the most is that she wasn't in a pile of debris on the basement floor.
No.
This was between the third and fourth floors.
Yeah.
Which means it was just backed up trash.
Yeah.
For three floors?
For taller than this building. We're, what, two?
Yeah. And she was just on it? Oh,
yeah,
bud.
Yeah, Jimmy and Twitch, what? I agree. As someone that is attending a water safari today,
yeah,
that is not a water
not
slide.
Not a fun water
that
slide.
I want to be on.
Yeah,
no, thank you.
Elk is right. Not to mention, some of those chutes have compactors at the bottom. Some have incinerators.
Yeah.
I don't know if the chute goes right to the incinerator for safety reasons, like idiots climbing into the garbage chute.
No.
A young Josh Grossman would have climbed into a garbage chute.
Would you have?
Or he would have had Cousin Jay climb into a garbage chute with a rope. I would have had a rope.
Yeah, see, no, that one might have been a little out of my range.
Jay, go down. Let's see what's down there. Put a headlamp on and go down there.
I would throw a rock down there at the very least. At least see. You got to check out what's down there.
And at that moment, my mother or Aunt Donna would come out of the apartment and see me.
With a rope.
With a rope around my waist.
Holding.
Lowering my little cousin.
Yes!
Where are we going? Where's Jay?
I don't know.
Oh, he did it. He wants to use the bottle.
He's looking in the tunnel.
I don't even know if I'm going to want to do this, Reed, because the one car that's already been submitted for this is like the sickest car I've ever seen. Go on the text line to Tuesday.
Okay.
Right under that YouTube link where it says sent an image. Click on that. Look at that car. Nationals. Yeah.
Oh!
Isn't that the sickest car you've ever seen?
Oh, it looks like almost like a Danhausen thing.
Yeah, I'm a little biased because that's a dope ride. Whoever sent that into the text line.
I bet it goes.
Let me do the read. If you want a prime spot to show off your ride at the Syracuse Nationals next month, we are looking once again for the K-Rock Showstopper. You'll be parked right inside the front gate of this year's show. You can text pictures of your car or truck from the year 2001 or older. And we'll pick our favorite to get a registration to the weekend and a weekend pass to the show. K-Rock text line 315-364-109.
Okay.
I'm already leaning towards it. And you're right. It's like a Danhausen.
Yeah, that is cool. I like that. Nope. We always get a pretty good car.
You guys got cool cars. I wish I had knowledge to have a cool car. I would need a garage, probably. I would need a lot of things to have a cool car like that.
But first, you want the ability to get one. That's what you're saying. You wish you had one. I get it. That'd be cool to be
like an old truck would be fun.
No.
I don't know.
That was never anything that interested me, fixing up.
JoJo, can submit Rob's car. We put them to the votes out in the bullpen, and the staff can pick their favorites. But I really like the one that got submitted. Anyways, Cody, good morning.
Hi. Hello.
Happy opening day to Enchanted Forest Water Safari, where the fun never stops.
Monkey noise.
Cody be up there sprinting around today if you're going up.
Right, just having a hang, doing a little casual whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see me, because I know every once in a while I'll get back here and they'll be like, oh, I saw Cody up there yesterday, I want to bother him. You're not bothering me, I'm at a water park.
Yeah, he's out and about, he's enjoying a water park.
You're not bothering me.
Not a bother if you see him out there today.
Come feed the goats with me.
I know we've got I believe the duo that came to meet us at the diner tour, I believe they are a couple, they both work up there.
Oh yeah, yep.
If they see you, they're going to show you some behind the scenes stuff.
Yep, anybody's allowed to yell my name from afar.
Trickish,
or whatever.
I believe it was the name on Twitch. Yeah, Trickish. There he is. Right there.
Yeah.
Trick or she. I don't know which one of you is Trickish, but we met you at the diner tour.
Yep.
So I'm asking you, as a beach enthusiast, Cody.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of the beach. I'm a fan of a bougie beach, as I've said.
Yeah.
I'm not a Fairhaven fan. I am not a Sylvan fan.
But
I'm a bougie Oceanside, California fan.
Well, I was going to say, I could see you having a nice hang at, like, Harpoon Eddie's. The beach is down there.
What would I like about... Okay, yep, I would like that if the beach is down there. The
beach is right there.
If
I'm
I
up
can
here,
see it and I don't got to touch it.
I got some treats and not there and there's a bathroom.
Yeah.
I can see that. But no, I get it.
And I can wash my hands.
It's like how me with camping. I
you
love
becoming
camping,
a bougie camper now.
But I don't like to camp.
Yeah.
I ain't getting in no tent.
No, you like the camper.
Oh, you guys just will sleep on the ground?
Yeah.
Or
boy Joe will just go completely off grid for a week.
I'll just hang a hammock in the trees. Oh, my God.
Well, the new trend, and I guess this isn't a trend, but it is for, like, moms and families, is they're calling them backwards beach days.
And backwards beach days.
So a backwards beach day is when you don't go to the beach for the, you know, morning or midday. Your beach day starts around sunset. Like, you go towards the end of the day. Like, your kids have napped, maybe had, like, a late lunch or an early dinner.
Okay.
And you have a backwards beach day.
So,
it just means instead of waking up early and fighting beach crowds.
So, it's
you let them all leave.
Yeah, yeah.
And you go later in the day.
Oh, I love that.
I would like that better than, middle of the day.
I love when I'm out at, like, Verona and then everybody has, like, dinner time and everything.
Because
then everyone's out of the water and I can go have free reign.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that because then it also allows for the parents to not have to worry about leaving, you know, at noon when it's still the day is kicking.
Yeah.
Sun's down. Sun's out.
Yeah.
That's it. No more sun time. We got to go
home. We got to go.
Although, when it's dark, that's when all the frogs come out. Just saying.
Catching frogs?
Oh, yeah.
Catching frogs? Where'd you go yesterday? At Cisco?
Oh, yeah.
You said it was so hot, even Elsa was swimming?
Oh, man, yeah. Even she was, after she realized, it always takes her up until she gets in to realize how much cooler it is when she's soaking wet.
Yeah.
She's in there swimming around and everything. It was nice.
A lot of people out and about?
Yes, but not really there, which was nice. Out
I've
on
never
the lake.
Been, and I know you want me to go to Atisco. It is just an hour from my house.
I forgot that it is a drive.
Is
but
there like a beach? Or you park and you walk to the lake?
It's confusing. You get to a dead end.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a little parking area and for not many cars. And there is a very, very small beach, but it's not even really a beach. Because it's not like anybody...
It's not sand?
No.
Okay.
It's all little, like the little pebbles. And then it's that part of the causeway that people fish off of. And then, like, it splits where boats go in and out.
Chooch says, we used to rent a camp on the beach when I was a kid. That was my best on the beach, just my family and friends. Yeah, those are nice.
Yeah, I still want to do that someday.
You just rent the camp?
Rent one out on, you know, Sylvan Beach or whatever.
Average Joe, camping is so much better with 15,000 BTU AC on the roof. Yeah. That's the part of me is I get sweaty.
I'm spoiled now that the rents have a camper. I can't do anything else.
And
man,
because the camper's so small, you can deep chill it. Like, you can get a camper.
Oh, it gets
colder.
It gets freezing.
And you can make it an ice box.
Yeah.
Because it's just like 300 square feet or whatever.
No, it ain't bad at all. Hook up the PlayStation.
A mom online has what she's claiming a brilliant idea. This is, you didn't invent going to the beach at night, but fine. Yeah. She's calling it a backwards beach day. It means instead of waking up early and beating the crowds, you go at the end of the day, closer to sunset. Instead of having that morning and feeding the kids and bringing a whole bunch of food, you've eaten back at the house, yep, or you've eaten back at the hotel or the Airbnb.
No,
everyone is refreshed.
I do like that.
Everyone is full, and now they're on the beach.
It just, except for the, yeah, once you get into the summer, it's kind of okay depending on the time, but it gets a little colder.
See, I was going to say the opposite. My take is like, that feels like the hottest part of the day at the end of the day sometimes.
I keep thinking more like,
sundown.
So I'm thinking like once it's like 7, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, dude.
But you're right, like that dinner time or whatever, that's the peak time. It's a good idea.
Text line says, go to Ocean City, Maryland, then. Everyone always tells me to go to Ocean City, Maryland.
For like glamping type deal?
I don't know. I think it's a nice beach. People say it's a nice beach. And it's closer than me going to the West Coast, you know?
Yeah.
Sure, bro, Matt, messing with you.
Nope.
It's the best time. It's not stressing when the sharks are feeding, Coco.
There's no sharks out there. Get out of here.
When the lake sharks are feeding out there.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, who's going to the beach? Who's enjoying this? Listen, we're not going to complain about the heat, guys.
So hot.
We complained about the cold.
It's muggy.
We had like 10 months of cold, and now we're going to...
We'll have 2 months of warm.
We'll have 2 months of the hottest, most unbearable days, and then it'll be cold again, all right?
Puka, Bella, I'm sure you've noticed some changes.
Who are you talking to?
I'm just practicing for when I have to tell the dogs about the twins. You know, because they'll...
Be fine in the spacious third row seat.
But the twins...
Can sleep peacefully thanks to the rear manual sunshade.
And what about the...
Extra cargo space for strollers and dog beds?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Can we go to the hospital now? The contractions are getting closer.
The three-row Lexus TX. Because everyone should feel like the center of the universe. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Smart buyers are choosing Toyota Gold Certified Used at Burdick Toyota. Choose a Toyota Certified Used Corolla, Camry, RAV4, Highlander, or Tacoma, including hybrid models. Then get today's best APR rate at Burdick Toyota in Cicero. At Burdick Toyota, all of our hand-picked pre-owned Toyota models offer terrific value for the money. And so do our other carefully chosen used rides. Find better used every day at Burdick Toyota in Cicero. Shop BurdickToyota.com.
Be a simple man, don't be something you love and understand.
Shine out. Good morning. This is K-Rock. Happy Whiskey Wednesday, 7 o'clock tonight. You can join me on our Twitch stream, twitch.tv/theshow. What are you laughing at?
That song. Josh Obliges.
I'm a simple man? What? I am a simple man.
He's simple.
Hey, I'm just a simple Oswego County man. I don't know much book learning, Cody. I don't know much of your fancy big city words.
I don't know how many dogs I have.
I don't want your life. I don't know. Hey, I'm just a Fultonian. We don't know much about your fancy books.
I didn't know I couldn't have a pygmy goat in my backyard. Apologies.
My apologies.
I'm sorry.
No, I am a simple man from Oswego County, and I will be sipping whiskey tonight, 7 o'clock on twitch.tv/theshow. Don't forget, you got the show hub now. I built it because it's everybody's in different places. Not everybody uses Twitch. Not everybody uses social media. Not everybody uses the things.
But
so now
what
you
they
open
do
a website like this. It's the 1900s.
Yeah.
Type in theshow.fm and everything will be right there. Like right now, if you don't know how to use Twitch, but you go to theshow.fm, we're streaming live right now on theshow.fm, right front and center.
We do know a little bit about computers. And you do too.
A little bit about computers. So
now you can go there.
If that's the easiest way every day on theshow.fm, Deb, I looked at it this morning. Even I can use it. Well, I'm putting that quote on there. Even I can use it. Cody's mom.
I love it.
Super easy.
Awesome.
If you don't want to sign up for a Twitch account, you just want to watch.
You don't need the government in your business.
I don't need to be giving my identification to anybody.
You can
just watch our live streams right on theshow.fm, including Cocoa Puffs, Whiskey Wednesday, House Party, all streaming live right there.
Yep.
If we're going to have rain this Friday night, I'll do a house party this Friday night. It's all right there. Okay? Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I am a little concerned about this story because apparently there is a pilot named Jeffrey Wall, 59 years young, who has been flying for Air Canada.
Okay.
And I guess they were doing some kind of routine pilot check-in, you know, whatever they would do, like, hey, come sit, like your routine evaluation.
Yeah.
And they realized his license was fake. Now, good news, Cody. He's only been flying with a fake license for 16 years.
Whereas my face was like this. Oh, when you said it, immediately now, I know that this will never be the case because now he's in jail probably for a long time.
So, go ahead.
But leave him.
Let him. He figured it out.
Leave him alone.
I don't want to get on that plane.
How's his record?
But at this, he's flown 900 flights.
I'd fly with him.
Jeffrey Wall, I'd
fly with him.
59 faces fraud charges after allegedly flying 900 flights over 16 years using forged pilot credentials.
That's insane. How do you do the first few?
It says he is a former Air Canada captain.
Okay.
Worked 27 years with the airline before retiring in early 2025. He never obtained the required pilot's license to captain Boeing 670. Hold on. Boeing 767, Boeing 777, and Boeing 787. The false credentials were discovered during his routine investigation right before his retirement.
Oh, well, too bad. No. They don't get to do it now and try to throw his ass in jail.
I'm retired.
Now that he has busted his ass for them for 2 decades, they're going to be like, all right, right before you retire, let's deep dive into this.
He has made millions of dollars in salary.
You leave his ass alone.
Because pilots are paid pretty well, from what I understand.
Oh, man. That's now 100% on his side.
Tens of thousands of passengers without proper certification, according to the police department.
Oh, nobody need to worry, man.
He faces charges of fraud, including over $5,000, uttering forged documents, public mischief, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, come on,
I mean, he did it. He was flying the big ones.
He was a legit pilot. What? Leave him alone.
Bro.
It's over now. Stop act. This is how they're going to act like they're covering their ass. We got him.
Yeah, blue eye chicken chat. Sounds like a them problem.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You didn't
like,
catch me?
Right? Like, yeah, we got him. No, you didn't. I'm retired.
I'm done.
Now you're doing a deep dive, and now you're dropping the I got him. Good. I don't want to fly anymore. I retired.
Yeah, Pudgy's wife is right. Now they don't want to pay his pension, so they're like, you're fraudulent.
No, that's garbage. You sure this isn't the U.S.?
No, it's Canada.
That's confusing.
What was that first one like? Like, you've made a fake pilot's license. And you're like, hey, I'm here for work. And they're like, oh, welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome to the plane.
Hey, Ted.
You know your way around. Yep.
Mm.
Yeah, I definitely do.
I love airplane.
I'm very familiar with all of these buttons and levers.
Yep. But
let me just sit right here.
I'll watch you for the first time.
Yeah, let me watch you. I'm actually
till I get comfortable.
Actually, Air Canada wanted me to kind of like see what you're doing.
Yeah, that's what I'm
so
here
I
for.
Can report back. Just go ahead. You do what you normally do, co-pilot. I'll sit here.
Very first thing that the guy does. Is that so? Hold on. Let me get my notepad. Fake rights. So what would you do to start if you were to do that again?
Yeah. Now you tell me how you'd start this plane.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I okay, just yep. press the start
button. Oh, the start button.
Oh, and that is...
you're pretty experienced. This, okay.
No, that's... don't press that. Oh, okay, don't press that one. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And what is the uppie and the downie? What is the... yeah, what is the go? You. I'm not going to use all the terms because, you know, we've been doing this so long.
Yeah, we're doing it for forever.
We're just a couple of pilots.
The words mean nothing to me anymore. I've said them so many.
What's the uppie? What's the downie? Well, the uppie is you pull back. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. And then the downy, you push down. Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. And the feety things. What are those things?
I'm looking down. I don't see gas and brake on the light.
I do.
Is it hand gas? Hand brake?
Is it hand gas? So my old plane had it on the ground, but this one. Okay.
Can I put baseball cards in the spokes before we take off?
Up and at them. What did I just say? Up and at 'em. What did I just say?
A morning time thing of about how we go. It's time to wake up and go and get it.
But I said up and what's the second word?
Like at, like the combo of at them.
Is that what you're saying?
I assumed.
Good job. That is correct. As I'm reading an article on phrases we get wrong regularly.
I don't know what I was doing. Okay.
Many people think it's up and Adam, like A-D-A-M. No, like, up and Adam.
Like up and Adam.
It's up and at them. Is Adam. Like,
yeah, yes. you're going to get it.
That is correct. Unless up your
name,
Adam.
Unless your name is Adam, in which case it's just, it could be either if you really want. I don't care.
Up and Adam. Yeah. Adam. Get up. Now this is, I think, it's almost like a local colloquialism that we have.
Oh, hey, what
where
you
we say
me?
Bomb fire instead of bonfire.
Yeah,
a lot of people around here say just, bomb fire.
With just the slip. Yep. Yo, let's go bonfire. Gonna go have ourselves a bonfire.
Y'all having a bonfire?
You guys have a bonfire?
I yell at my mother like that because she slips into her CNY kind
of. Well, some of those.
I love my mother. But again, she's CNY trash like the rest of us. So she'll say like, I seen you at the bonfire, Josh.
I seen it. That's
I
one
seen
my,
you at the bonfire,
that's
Josh.
That's one of my least favorites. Right, I seen it.
You didn't seen me at the crick.
I seen it.
At the bonfire. No, you did it, Mom.
I seen him.
JoJo sees this one all the time. Cease and desist.
Yep, cease and desist.
That's the opposite of what you're supposed to be doing.
Or the unthaw. Is that the one?
What is the unthaw one?
The unthaw the chicken.
Well, oh, you're good point.
Dude, that one, I do it myself. I got to unthaw that chicken.
It's just thaw.
Oh, well, it's already currently
it's
unthawed,
just
so
thaw.
I'm done. Job done.
Sister will debate us all the time on this, that it is a crick, not a creek, that they're two separate things.
It's a crick.
Up on crick or creek.
Depends. Is it a crick? Is it a stream? Because there are different variants in the depth and you know, and width.
Well, are there two different things? Is there a roof and a roof?
It's a little bit. Could be like a dog bark.
Roof. Roof. You're all saying it's a crick. Fine, we'll call it a crick. It might be just a local thing.
For me, a crick is a little bigger.
Oh, I would go the other way.
Oh, you're going stream
is
bigger?
A crick is like a little dribbler to me.
Oh.
Creek is a big.
See, a bone cripple creek.
I seemed like I seen the stream, and it was only a little, so I just assumed when I seen it that was it.
Text line says nobody is saying bomb fire. I assure you they are. They're saying bomb fire.
It's bomb fire.
Might as well. People are often saying minus well. Minus well. No,
no, that one I'm not hearing.
Might as well phrase.
Yeah, I just hear might as well.
Also, and I do this PSA probably once a year. You could not care less. It's not, I could care less.
Whatever, dude. I couldn't care less.
You just did it right. Thank you.
Oh, I did it
right. You
did
it right.
I was trying to do it
wrong.
Damn it.
You're saying I care as little as I could possibly care right now. I couldn't care less.
I could.
Because I care the least amount that I care right now.
I could attempt to care a little less.
Mm-hmm. And we all know damn well, Hambone, it's Sherman Williams, for God's sake.
It is. Who's Sherman? Ask him.
Ask Sherman Williams. Play it by ear. Play it by ear. It's not play it by ear.
I only heard ear when you said it.
These are phrases that people hear
say wrong
all the time.
Play it by ear.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah. Yeah. Ask.
Ask. Ask you a question.
Okay.
I don't know where the axe comes from. My cousin. Cousin. Is that a cousin,
yeah.
Jay? I have a cousin with a T. Cousin Jay.
Elementary school.
Elementary.
Those ones with
elementary is very local.
Library. That's more of writing it out.
You're at the library.
I love to go to the library.
Cousin Jay said, I've met people from outside of the state and they have no idea when I say it's going to squall today.
Oh, God, careful with squalls.
Is that how you use it? Squall? Like it's going to squall today?
Like just snow squalls?
Snow squalls? I've never heard that phrase.
That word lost its meaning immediately.
Ace.
Squall, 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 squall.
Good point. Specific or Pacific?
Oh,
I have a Pacific request for you.
A very Pacific request. It's
Pud's
a
right
certain
too.
Fish.
Pud's right too. Kindergarten.
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten. Yeah. My brother-in-law people live beside us. Next store neighbors, not next door neighbors. Those are my next door neighbors.
Yeah, my
next store neighbors.
Yeah.
What's text line saying? Try being in the medical field. A million patients out there think they're allergic to sulfur instead of the synthetic medication sulfa.
Oh, I'm sure there's a million.
I can't have sulfur.
I can't even imagine the amount of things that people get wrong when it comes to that, because everybody thinks they're a doctor with, you know, the internet, so they walk right in.
I actually have been taking colloidal silver and
I've got spina bifida.
Yeah, text line said that I'm going to say the sentence because now I don't know what the sentence is. These are phrases we say incorrectly.
Okay.
For all intents and purposes.
Intent.
For all intents.
Yeah.
And purposes. Is that what I'm saying? Is that the phrase that I'm saying?
I hate some of those because they're so hard. I think that's why a lot of them, we just say whatever because we know what we're saying.
I know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I know what I'm saying. We'll be at the amphitheater with Buzz later today.
Exactly. Drive out from Auburn.
Mm-hmm. Showgirl for 20. I had a lady tell me she was spayed. Nice. Well, wouldn't she be? If she had her tubes tied, isn't she?
I don't think that's what spayed is, though.
All right.
I do not think that's what that is.
It's wheelbarrow, not wheelbarrows.
Wheelbarrows.
Wheelbarrow.
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 It's just wheelbarrow. Just get the wheelbarrow. Hey, get the wheelbarrow. Oh.
Going to the Walmarts, Sean says. Oh, yeah,
I mean, that's just our favorite thing. Doing that's our favorite.
Yeah, well, add an S to the Aldis, to Walmarts.
Yep.
Text line says, irregardless.
Irregardless.
You're either irrigating your garden.
Yes, both.
Regardless of the weather, you're irrigating your garden today.
Okay. Hey, Mr. Book Learning over here.
Anyways, what are some of the words you hate hearing mispronounced? Phrases you hear get wrong all the time. Up and at 'em. Cease and desist. Cease and desist.
This segment.
I should have asked my wife before I got into this story. I think I've swam with sea lions. I think I have. And they're like little sea dogs.
Yeah.
This was a news reporter that was swimming with sea lions.
Okay.
And
sometimes they're mean.
Yeah, she got really nervous because they bark and stuff.
Yeah. Like that. They do that noise.
Let me look up what a sea lion looks like.
Isn't that funny meme where you got to do the sea lion and then they grab their ankles and they go.
What the hell was the thing we swam with? Maybe
dolphins?
It was sea lion. No, it
stingrays?
Was. Stingrays? No.
We played with otters.
Maybe it was sea lions. I don't know. Ours just looked thinner than this. All right, maybe they were just thinner sea lions.
There's some thinner ones because there's a bunch of varieties.
They're fine. It's creepy. Them. It's weird. Like, I'm a very blessed man. I've been able to travel a lot and do weird experiences. I'm very lucky. But you stand down in like this, like they're in the ocean, but you're not going to go in the ocean. Am I already losing you?
Yep.
Even if the water, this was the, I believe, Bahamas or wherever, but like crystal clear water would still freak you out?
No, but I don't need to be, for most people, when you're ankle deep, now I'm knee deep. Just remember that.
Sure.
We're in the water.
No, it's like chest deep water.
No, not a chance.
Wow, even to pet a cute little sea lion? I got to find that picture of me. Because we got in the water with a sea lion. That's what she's saying. But we didn't swim with them. They swam.
Yeah.
We stood on a platform.
Platform?
So it's like you go down these steps and you're like on a platform that's like this water is here. And then the sea lions come out of their enclosure and swim at you and you pet them on the head.
Maybe, but I don't like that. I don't like as much as I like being out by the water, like I really don't like docks and all that because I have good balance, but I'm going to fall in.
And what's the worst that could happen if you fall in?
Shark eats me and I die.
Yeah, in the Bahamas, maybe.
Everywhere.
But not at Otisco.
Absolutely, Otisco.
Ain't no Otisco Lake.
It's waiting. There's waiting for a big meal. There's no big human-sized meal, so it's just lurking in the depths waiting for a meal. And then here I am.
This is a lady on the news who did not like the sound of the sea lions barking, and it made her very nervous.
I bet.
Just kidding, here it is.
Oh, thank you. No, what if they try to bite me? Okay, that's good. They're very friendly. Thank you. Who's this, Lily? Lily, she's very talkative. Anything else you want to say, Lily? I agree. We'll be right back. Guys, live goodbye.
I will say they don't make sense. Like, if you're ever in the wild and you get to, like, pat a sea lion or be it.
Yeah.
This might be a stoner thing to say. They don't look like they should be able to do what they do. Like,
no.
They're like a big fat tube with with a dog nose.
They're so confusing. They got weird fish feet.
Yeah, like nothing about a sea
lion. But then they're still coming up on the shore.
Yeah, nothing about a sea lion makes any sense.
No.
Because they'll flop along the ground,
yep.
And then they'll get in the water, and they got this barky dog nose.
It's a big water dog slug.
Yeah.
It's a big water dog slug with fish feet.
It's cute, though. They are cute. So, Susan's asking, where did your fear of sharks come from initially?
Don't
you don't know? You just knew they're in there?
It's not... It's sharks, yes, but it's not so much the sharks. It's just the... All like the depths of the water that you can't see, and then you know it's down there. Who knows?
I hate it. Oh, I hate it.
It's all the things. Yeah.
Sarah in chat with a good point.
Really
my biggest fear is that seaweed might touch my foot.
If that's worse than a shark, so I understand.
I bring
that.
This up all the time, but one of the most traumatic events in my life was falling off the dock at the marina into all that grassy seaweed stuff. Like it's one of those memories that is permanently recorded in my brain
because
it was so gross and it freaked me out so much. But I had to literally leave work and go home and shower.
I
can't be here. I can't be here. I can't be here.
I would. Yep.
All that touched me. I can't be here. I do not like it. No, thank you.
No.
I am all done here.
I got to go home.
Can I please go home? I got to go home now. Bottom of the hour at 8:30. First, we're going to talk to our friends from WYTWIX. And then we're going to get into our Godsmack vote, our smack off.
Smack off. Get smacked off.
All you got to do is jump in our Twitch chat. You will vote for a song. After you vote for that song and type in our chat, you're registered to win.
Boom.
I'll play the song you guys pick.
Easy
and then
peasy.
I'll pick somebody randomly from our chatters to meet Sully Erna at the amp with Godsmack. You're just going to meet Sully, though. The rest of the Smack boys, they got a lot going on.
Honestly, you know, you say that, that's how the last few have been.
What, just Sully?
It's all, yeah.
Just Sully.
So don't say Godsmack, because who knows?
I don't even know if the band wants to spend time with Sully.
They came up for the interview, and we were like, where's everyone else? He's like, it's just me.
All right.
And then he wouldn't do the interview until we made him popcorn, and then he ate popcorn the whole interview.
Anyways, Godsmack, good show! But right now, you'll see our friends back in the studio from WYTWIX, Aubrey and Cassie here. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Good morning.
WYTWIX. Good morning. Coming in so clutch for Mother's Day. Let me tell you about this. So we're going to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Whole family. I got two kids, wife and me. We're going to the movies. Always got to pop into WYTWIX. We're big fans. You know that. And I go to the kids. I go, well, we're in here. You should pick out things for your mother.
Oh,
it's Mother's Day. She's your mother. You should pick out things.
Oh, what does she like?
Oh, okay.
I want you to use your eyes
and
look around like you've known your mother your entire life.
Yes.
So maybe you might find some things she'd like.
Oh, okay.
So then my wife obviously is hearing all this. She's like, I like those earrings.
Yeah.
And they go, okay, I'll pick these.
I like this sticker. Okay, I'll pick these. Clutch. Came in clutch. Love she knew
it.
All of her Mother's Day gifts before she got them.
That's okay.
It's easier, though.
Better
that's
to
easier.
Get what you love than
exactly.
Get something you know.
Exactly.
Yeah,
trying to get these teens to give, like, the most any effort whatsoever for Mother's Day. But I digress. We got Father's Day coming up next. Yeah. Arguably the better holiday.
Oh,
All right.
If it's the better, my suggestion is that mom just leaves those wonderful teenagers with dad for the whole day.
I do agree with you on that. There is this weird stigma where it's like Mother's Day, well, we got to spend time with mom and take her out to dinner and do this and that.
Uh-huh.
And then dad gets to go golfing. No, leave mom alone on Mother's Day, but also leave dad alone on Father's Day.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, or spend both days with your kids.
Exactly.
Yes.
Whatever you really like.
Or that.
You have the whole kind of men section over in the corner there, right?
That's
right.
Father's Day.
We have what we call our little man cave corner, but really there's so, you know, it's hard to say because when you come in the store, there's so much that really is for guys. We have our whole clothing line, hats. I mean, all the local Syracuse stuff, all the food wall.
Men love candles.
Men love candles.
I think we brought a lot of fellas around to the candle game.
Yeah.
We went over there and made our own sense.
Yeah.
I ripped through mine. I've burned all. Have you finished yours? You're afraid to light it, aren't you? He's afraid to light it.
He's probably just sniffing it.
No.
It is because every couple days I'll pop that top back off.
Yes.
And it fills my whole living room with that smell again for a while. And I'm like,
I can come back and make it again.
I know. I'm the worst.
Speaking of that, like you guys kind of inspired us, right?
Yeah.
That little spot that you guys had set up that day, we now like brought in a smaller table. We kind of like modified and I put everything like on a cart.
I made it look pretty.
Yeah, she made it pretty. Nice. But during the middle of the day. So anytime that you want, you can just pop in and we have a little pop-up table. And you can make your own candles anytime.
What a cute little date.
I have plenty more ideas, so.
Cute little date. You take your loved one out to like a meal over there, then you go make a candle, go see the movies, go see Joel and Carissa branching out bottle shop.
Right. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, so it's the whole process takes maybe around 45 minutes. We have room at the max 3 people at the table.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are in a small group or you want to plan a date night or something, it's a great little idea.
Do you do for everybody what you did for us where we're like, we can put our candles in your fridge and then come back and get them?
Yep. It's 100% the same. Exactly what we did with you. We just made it a little prettier for being in the middle of the store when we're open.
Sure. Also, end of the year teacher gifts. People looking for teacher gifts.
Teacher gifts are always popular.
Yeah, and the goal is to always make it quick and easy. So, like, unless you got 3 kids, you probably have 10 to 12 teachers you want to buy for. So the goal is to come in, we're going to bag it, wrap it, tissue paper the whole night, walk out. We're going to write the name on the bottom. So, you're just done. Hand them off to the kids and done. Like,
and
the goal is.
Nice. If you're like my wife, you have the rewards program, right? Like, where they take your phone number?
Yeah. So, you take your phone number, and for every dollar that you spend in the store, you get a point. And once you hit 250 points, a $5 coupon automatically goes on your card.
That is sweet. Anything else we got to promote over at Witty Wicks, Township 5 in Camillus?
I mean, summer's for entertaining. We got lots of that kind of stuff. The 4th of July is coming. You know, big one this year, 250.
250, yep.
You know, so that we've got some really cute things to go along with maybe what you have for 4th of July. Like, we like to kind of celebrate that red, white, and blue all summer with, like, some cherry prints and some gingham, like, or, you know, that kind of thing.
We're at CNY Pride this weekend. We always have a booth at CNY Pride. So you can find us there.
I'll be out there as well. I'll look for you guys.
Awesome. Sunday, we are at Myers Creek in Cazenovia. We're doing a pop-up out there.
We have a pop-up this coming Saturday.
Oh, yes. We have
Sunday,
Davis Artists at our store.
And not to get ahead of ourselves, but come the end of summer, maybe your kids are going off to college and they're going to miss their Tully's tender sauce.
Yeah.
Or they're going to miss their...
I know. Don't comment. Listen, my kid's going off to college. Let's not talk about that
yet. We also will ship those things to your college kids. So, like, you want to come in and get a little taste of Syracuse and want to ship it off and
that's
add a candle,
good to know.
Even though they're not supposed to have candles. You know, but we can get that together for you too. I actually just had somebody come in the other day and she was like, "Do you have any flameless candles? Because they have all these like burning plates now and they're allowed those at school."
Yeah.
I was like, "No, but I'll make you one." So she had me pour a wickless candle so she could use it.
That's a quick question because again, it's not a secret that I'm a fan of Witty Wicks. Right now in our house, in our melter, First Kiss.
Oh, yeah.
What are those smells I'm smelling? Do you know what those are?
This is apple, peach, and cherry blossom.
Yeah. Cody.
That's a good one? You like that one?
Yeah.
So you want to know a secret?
What?
It's a copy.
It's an old Victoria's Secret scent that your wife probably wore in
1990.
What
was it called?
Love Spell.
Oh.
Interesting. Yeah. I did. I like it a lot. Yeah. It's in our
melter.
It's
really great.
It probably has that nostalgia. It's like when you smell Obsession.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't normally like food scents, like fruit and veg scents, but I was like, this is a really good one.
It's probably the end of the cherry blossom that sweetens it, or like floral. Makes that little
Listen, get over there, see Cassie, see Aubrey, see the whole crew over at Witty Wicks, Township 5 in Camillus, then bounce over, get some beers from Joel and Carissa. Yeah. Guys, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us. Great morning.
Tonight, 7 o'clock on twitch.tv/theshow, or just head to theshow.fm for all of our links.
There you go.
To watch streams right there.
Here's how you do it.
You can do that. 7 o'clock tonight, we'll do a little sippy sip on some whiskey booze.
A little bit like that.
Thanks to our friends at East Coast Emeralds. A couple idiots in Los Angeles thought it'd be funny to hit golf balls into traffic.
Oh.
That's extremely stupid.
Yeah, no, that's not smart.
I don't know if they've tracked them down. The internet found them, but we don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. Like real hits.
Oh my god.
Good shot, top shelf.
What?
I would imagine now that the internet has tracked them down, the police are going to find them, right?
It's not going to take long before they
get. That's extremely illegal.
The internet will find them and put everything about them on social media before the cops probably will. They'll have their names, where they work, their families.
Oh, that's so dangerous. That's just so stupid.
That's just weird entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
That's just weird entitlement for people that think that, no, it'd be wicked funny because we're rich and we could do things our whole lives.
We've
that,
never had any repercussions for anything we've ever done, so why don't we just go do this?
It's just a prank, bro.
It's just a prank, bro.
I don't care if anybody died, dude. It was a silly prank.
Other side of this, Lee Baldwin will talk money. It's K-Rock. Dollarinvestmentclub.com. Sign up. Get yourself in the game.
Pay yourself.
Pay yourself. You deserve
it, guys.
You
pay
deserve
yourself.
It.
Yeah.
All right, you had a
work too hard.
You wanted to start with a question for us. Go ahead.
I was just curious if you know what state has the oldest cars on average driving around in that state.
All right, Cody, I'll let you go first.
Well, see, initially I was gonna say a place because of the people, but then
because of the people.
Yeah, because of the age of the people. But then I'm gonna go with just like where they are for some reason. I'm gonna go New Mexico.
All right.
Good. The Southwest. I'm also gonna go south.
Yeah. You have aliens there too, maybe.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm gonna also go south, but not humid south. So maybe I'll say South Carolina.
Oh.
Those are good guesses, but it is actually Montana. I think that would have been impossible for you guys to get.
Wow, why are they so old
average
out there?
Average age, 18 years.
Don't they get snow and all that? Maybe they don't use salt.
Old trucks. We
old
got our
trucks.
Old trucks, I guess. So.
All right, what does that have to do with anything?
What does that have to do with anything? The average age of the cars in the U.S. right now is at 13 years. So people are holding on to their cars longer.
Yeah.
And it's actually changing the economics of the car business.
Really?
And so it's a record level. So I bring that up as all we talk about, it seems like, is SpaceX.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other things going on in the economy, right? So I just wanted to mention that. So,
I told you, my wife and I are driving our current vehicles into the ground. Once the payments are done,
that
I think
$400
so many people
a month
are,
or whatever
right?
I'm paying is going right to my dollar investment club fund.
And I think it's been good for like auto parts companies, investments, showrooms and dealerships now are shrinking down and they're adding to their repair areas. So like when you see trends like this, it kind of ripples through the economy. So
but now let's talk SpaceX.
We have to finally get
there.
We
have to talk about
it.
I've told you it's making me nervous because so many people's retirements and stuff are going to be tied into this. And it's, I don't know. Am I supposed to be nervous? Should I not be nervous?
I don't know if you'd be nervous about that, but and maybe it's so big and kind of well orchestrated that maybe it's a non-event because it's so, sometimes, you get a big hype around a Super Bowl or a World Cup or something like that, and then it becomes a non-event. But, it's a big deal. So it's interesting that part of their AI strategy within SpaceX is, and Elon, you have to, like, he's got extra computing power.
Mm-hmm.
So I know Google's one of them. There's two companies that are spending
tons of money with
$2 billion a month.
Yeah.
So that gets rolled into SpaceX, and you got the Starlink, and so, but the valuation is crazy.
It's crazy high.
But the calls, I think it's oversubscribed by 3 times, which means people want it. And then I think I talked on the show about index funds, like retirements have to buy it.
Yeah.
But the S&P last Thursday put their foot down and said, we're going to wait a year. So, so that can be good or bad. So there may not be passive buying to help keep the price up. But so that was.
And that's on Friday we're doing this?
So Friday. So they'll price it tomorrow, but they've already priced it, which is a little unusual, $135 a share. And then Friday morning, they'll start allocating. So if it's oversubscribed, let's say you wanted 1,000 shares for your account, you might get 100, you might get 200, you might get 50. So, and then it begins trading. But it's a, in our world, it can be a nightmare. It's just because a lot of people are interested, but the systems can get overloaded. All so you're trying to buy and sell. And so
it's like when you're trying to buy tickets on Ticketmaster and the system's overloaded.
Exactly. So,
listen, you let Lee and his crew handle all this.
Yo, for real.
Dollarinvestmentclub.com.
I did want to mention one thing, too. Friday night, the World Cup starts.
Yes, it does. I've got my Vuvuzela ready.
Cody, maybe you can.
Sorry, Lee. Go ahead.
That's the noise it makes.
As a public service announcement, though, Americans will be betting on World Cup. I think it's like for 90% of Americans, it's the first time they've bet on soccer.
Sure.
And they expect it to be a $50 billion thing. But it's kind of weird, right? Because you can bet on your team could win and you still lose.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't build all these big apps by giving out money. Trust me.
No, I hedge my sports
beware,
bets on that.
Right? Yeah.
I'm like, well, I'll bet on if the Cowboys to lose, but if they win, at least I'm happy they won, but if they lose, I want money.
And I'm still a stock guy. FanDuel and DraftKings are down 27% this year because of prediction markets, I think, are kind of sliding in.
Okay.
But hopefully, you know, and state taxes really hurt those companies, but we'll see how that plays out.
DollarInvestmentClub.com. Sign up, pay a bill to yourself. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, guys.
All right, here's your schedule of events, friends. Right now?
Busy day for us.
Busy day. Well, they don't even know what you're up to. They're going to see that video at a later date.
I mean,
he's going riding some water slides.
Feel free. Come on out. Anyone else, come on out.
As soon as we wrap gaming stream, he's heading up the water safari, and he's going to be riding some water slides. It's opening day, baby!
And
Forest Water Safari, yeah.
Their very first day for their very first ever, in a while, new ride, that Paul Bunyan's log ride. It's like a little roller coaster.
Oh, well, you'll get footage of that for me.
Oh, yes. That's, yep.
What time do they close?
I just closed it. I think today it's 10 to 5 or 6. It's one of the two. I'll say 5 to be safe.
So you should be home by Whiskey Wednesday, probably.
I'll be fine.
All right, so here's your schedule events. We're going to play Spurs at Knicks. He's on a hot streak, guys. So I got to figure out something here.
Once you start figuring out the teams a little bit.
Yeah, Wemby. I can't get past Wemby.
And that Harper guy
till 4
for the
today.
Spurs.
Trickish says they're open
till 4
today.
Okay,
yep.
Okay. So, yeah, then.
Yeah. But so, we're going to play some Gaming Stream. Gaming Stream powered by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying from Ryan. And then...
We're done.
Tonight at 7 o'clock, jump back in our Twitch stream, twitch.tv/show for a Whiskey Wednesday. I'll be live. Thanks to East Coast Emeralds. All right?
Alcohol.
I think so.
Oh, my God.
Radio World, you get the 90s at 9 with some Radiohead. Keep it locked. It's K-Rock.